the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back on into the program. We are so happy to have you along. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Peter, always good to hear your voice.
Always good to start off a beautiful week with all great content and information. I'm going to have a nice show today. I'm really, really excited about it.
I hope everybody had a productive weekend. I was just saying to you offline that preseason football has started. We laid around like slugs all weekend and watched it. I know it doesn't matter, but it was something felt good about having it on the television. And it, I don't know about you, it's been like 105 degrees here. I think we're ready for fall.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm definitely ready for fall.
No matter what time of season you are listening right now, we are going to get into the most important aspect of your pre-retirement years. Your retirement years. And let's just start right off, Peter, with the 12 steps to retirement as we approach peak 65. You've heard me say that before on the program, everyone. Peak 65, it is when a historic number of Americans will reach 65. It's coming up in the next year or two that for the first time, the most Americans in history will reach 65 the same year. Which, of course, is going to tax the system. And we'll get into that a little bit later as well. Want to remind everybody the phone number. It is 1-800-880-8079 or go to pcbfinancial.com to follow along with some of the very important topics that we cover each week here on the program. Let's just start right off. Peak 65 is here. What should people be doing? Talk about first your employer-sponsored retirement plan. So for a lot of people listening, they've got the old 401k and maybe the company matches 3%. Maybe you're lucky and they still match 6%. Is there anything you have to do as you march towards 65? Have to let somebody know, Peter, at least look at that account, see what you got in there?
Absolutely. I mean, this is when you start to really ask a lot of questions. Try not to do it last minute, of course. It's probably not the smartest thing to do, especially we don't understand what the future holds for us in regards to the economy and the markets and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But for sure, you should be maximizing whatever you possibly can, okay? This next year, 6 months, next couple of years, and so on and so forth are the most important years of your life. So you want to make sure you are really crossing these T's and dotting the I's and maximizing every single dollar in all areas, not just the plan you have at work, but all areas of planning and saving to make sure you're doing the best you possibly can. Knocking off as much debt as possible will actually be a great idea as well. But most importantly, that plan, you want to make sure you are not increasing risk as you get closer and closer. You know, the whole saying is that as you get older, you want to start lowering risk. Well, it's true. But make sure you understand not to just follow some simple guidelines, but also to make sure I identify where the risk is so you know how to lower those areas when it gets closer and closer and closer.
I want to remind everybody the contribution limit, if we're talking about an IRA, is $6,500 a year for those of us under the age of 50. But it's $7,500 per year if you are over 50. So make sure you look up those limits. They are going to be different for everything. And there are some catch-up limits even for 401ks, I believe, Peter. If you need to catch up and save more, you can certainly do that at age 63, 64, 65 as we march toward that peak 65. Consider tax advantage accounts. Let's talk about that, Peter.
Sure. So again, depending upon your situation, in regards to what you're trying to accomplish, especially when you're getting older and older and older. Here's something to think about. Many, 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 many years ago, they said to us, hey, you could put X amount of dollars into your retirement plan. And when you retire, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be in such a low tax bracket.
Right.
Now, obviously, we know that was many, many years ago. And of course, the economy changes. The rules always change on a consistent basis. And we have to make sure we are always up to date on top of the rules around us to make sure we are as much tax efficient as possible more than ever going into retirement. So when it comes to understanding where your deductions are today, it's fine. But also, what are you doing to make these changes more efficient for you, not just today, but also for the future when you're stepping into retirement accounts, right? So keep in mind, your non-retirement accounts is anything outside of retirement accounts, right? And these also could be emergency funds, it could be brokerage accounts, it could be savings accounts, possibly real estate, and so on and so forth. But you have to make sure how they're connected to each other, so they're communicating with each other, so you can have some nice tax benefits. And that's really more of a personal one-on-one conversation. But these things are really, really important to understand the tax efficiency around your plan.
1-800-880-8079 if you need some guidance in that arena. Let's move right along the list to the 12 steps of retirement. Set up key legal documents. We hope that by your early 60s, mid-60s, you have those things set up. But Peter, a lot of people do not. Even if you had a will or a trust many, many years ago, life changes. Your children age out of maybe the needs that they had when they were in those college years. Let's talk about that. What legal documents do people need to be thinking about as they march toward that peak 65?
There's a lot of things to look at in this area. So for example, a lot of folks that I sit down with, they know they might have some kind of basic will in hand, right? Now, they start asking really good questions, such as, Peter, I don't think the will is going to make sense for us anymore based upon our wishes today. And yeah. Everybody's different, depending upon your assets and your net worth, who you want to leave it to. Is it children? Is it nieces and nephews? Is it charities? There's so many different areas in this area. So to make sure you are properly structuring your plan, or let's call this estate plan, right? Making sure you are leaving assets exactly where you want to leave them. And most importantly, try to figure out how to keep the wealth within the family. And I'm not going to go too deep in this area, but it's important to understand how your assets will be dispersed to certain people and trying your best to keep it out of hands of those you don't want to touch them.
Yeah.
So estate planning is a big thing. Trust, big thing in this area. Does it make sense that you have one? Everybody is different. We have no idea. We have to talk about this one-on-one, right? But making sure you do update those beneficiaries to the minimum and then move your way onto a possible estate plan if it makes sense. And keep in mind, you don't have to be a mega, mega millionaire, okay, to have some kind of basic trust or estate plan in place, okay? You keep it very, very simple for yourself, but it's very important to review.
I think the most important one is the one coming up next. Estimate future lifestyle costs. Man, we could do 3 hours just on this. Estimate future lifestyle costs. People come with you, to you, Peter, all the time and ask that question. How much do I need in retirement? It is more complicated than taking all of what you've accumulated and dividing it by a certain number that you think you're going to need, whether that's 95 years old, 100 years old. Estimate future lifestyle costs, man. There is a whole lot we could unpack just with that bullet point.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know what? These things actually change nonstop, ongoing. And when we do reviews, we're talking about, you know, possible large expenses that may be happening anytime soon. Hoping that before you get into retirement, you are trying to knock off some really large expenses. But things happen. But lifestyle expenses, I mean, this is a very, very good conversation, because what's going on today could be different in a decade from now, because there are actually different stages in retirement. And the first decade of your retirement are usually your most exciting stage. You're feeling good about yourself. You're entering retirement. You want to do all those things on your bucket list. So you actually tend to spend a lot of money in your first decade. And then you tend to slow down a little bit. But again, these things always have to be monitored, reviewed, yeah, making sure you're not outliving your money, which is a major, major concern when it comes to income planning. But lifestyle costs and expenses is a big thing, because it's not just today in regards to how to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
There also could be some possible healthcare costs or healthcare scares down the road as well.
We all remind everybody that the average just raw healthcare cost for someone in retirement over that retirement is $300,000. And that does not include long-term care. So you have to take that into effect into account as well. Create a plan for your legacy and inheritance goals. I think that folds into setting up your key legal documents. And then there's that next important bullet point, plan for healthcare costs. And I know as far as your clients go, Peter, you take that into account overall with anyone's retirement strategy. You have to plan for those healthcare costs.
Yes, you have to plan for healthcare costs because I hear that some folks tend to say, I'm going to have, you know, my family take care of me, or I'm going to have my best friend take care of me, and so on and so forth. I mean, that's fine if you want to think like that, but I don't think people should be planning for those kind of scenarios.
Right. Because that sounds good on paper. The reality of taking care of somebody in your home is very different than just saying, oh, well, I think I have a daughter who's going to take care of me. The reality of that is very, very different, I think, for most families.
Very different. Very different.
Create Social Security claiming strategy. What does that mean, Peter?
This is fun. All right. There's probably over 50, 60, 70 different ways to choose Social Security, okay? This is really, really exciting. Now, to keep in mind, if you got a couple of years before you retire, there's a very good possibility that what you're thinking about doing today in regards to future claims on how to choose your strategy is probably not going to be available in a couple of years. Why do I say this? Because they keep on changing the rules nonstop. Every single year, literally, there are different ways to claim Social Security. So if you think that there's going to be a set plan for you and you're years before you retire, think again. It's not going to happen because there's so many different ways to claim it. And keep in mind, they're trying to maximize the system on Social Security because there's a lot of damage that has been done over the years. And on top of that, we're hitting mega, mega high levels on our national debt. And we need to create income in order to lower that. And that's also kind of tied a lot to do with the future claiming strategies of Social Security.
That gets us back to the peak 65 we're talking about, Peter.
Correct.
You know, when you think about more people than ever in our history are going to be turning 65 at the exact same time, that is going to tax the system. There's absolutely no way around it. You know, the Social Security system was set up when life expectancy was much, much lower. When our needs and our financial needs was much, much lower. And all of those things today, as we know, are much, much higher. Last two bullet points, learn about required minimum distributions. That's important. You are required to take out a minimum at some point, and those rules are always changing and always different, which leads us to the next one. Continue to stay up to date on financial matters. I laughed when I saw that, Peter. there is so much information coming at us with respect to retirement. The rules are always changing, even with the required minimum distributions. So it really is important now more so than ever to have someone in your corner like yourself, Peter, who it's your job to stay up to date on these financial matters.
Absolutely. And making sure you understand it's important that it's not a set it and forget it kind of a plan. You have to make sure you continuously do reviews on your plan because they will always be changing over the years while you're in retirement.
1-800-880-8079 or go to pcbfinancial.com. We're back with much more straight ahead.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes. You need to plan for them. Give Peter a call to see what tax opportunities you could take advantage of. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome on back to the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Hey, we want to remind everybody, you got copies of that new book over there, Peter. I know you're sitting on them. We want people to have them. All you have to do is text book to 800-880-8079. Text book to 800-880-8079. You've added all kinds of new stuff to that book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy, Peter. Now's the time to get your hands on that book.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We got a bunch of copies to mail out. We just had a nice fresh package coming to mail. So we'll definitely make sure you guys mail out the Modern Money. Give us a shout, 800-880-8079.
Or pcbfinancial.com, the website, as always, if you want to follow along with so many of the topics that we cover here each week on the program. I love this next segment, Peter. They studied and asked questions of, quote, real retirees in America, not those fake AI kind, right? Real retirees in America. And they asked, what are some words of wisdom, things that you wish you had known? Things you didn't know that you'd like to pass along to those coming up after you. And it was interesting. Across the board, they put all of this into one nice vault, and we are going to share the advice with you on the program today. Some of them were surprising to me, some of them not so much. Some of them made me laugh. Let's start with number one. And I know you hear this from some of your clients from time to time, Peter. One of the real retirees, this is the advice: you might miss the challenge and comfort of having a place to go every day. I think it's a psychological switch, is it not, Peter, from working every day, maybe going into an office every day, saving your entire life, and then having to switch over to retirement where you're spending. And when you wake up, like you said, this every day is a Saturday.
100%. And it's almost a shock for some.
Yeah.
So if you do not have a plan in place, you're going to fall into some kind of stage. And we're hoping it's not a depression stage, right? Because you're used to doing this 20, 30, 40 plus years. And then you wake up and you don't have to do anything. All right.
What do we do today?
So every day is a Saturday.
So yes, having a plan in place for retirement means more than just counting all of the money that you've accrued, right? It means more than just dotting the I's and crossing the T's with Peter. It means laying out a plan for you. And I loved this, Peter. One retiree reported that he retired at age 60 and they traveled. For a decade, they traveled. He and his wife. And he says by the time he hit 70, after 10 years of traveling with his bride, he was ready for a job of some sort. I miss the routine and I miss the camaraderie. And there's probably a little bit mixed in of like, you know, I've spent a lot of time with my spouse. I'm ready to go do something else and be around other people, which I thought was funny.
Absolutely. I mean, look, your first stage is your exciting stage in retirement, right?
Right.
And you're going to do all the things you always wanted to do. And hopefully you planned for it. So we like to call this a bucket list. So make sure if you haven't done so already, create your bucket list. So you have something to look forward to. You have things to check off, you know, especially those things when your loved one says, hey, honey, did you fix that so-and-so in the backyard yet? I'll get
right
to it on Tuesday. You know, so now there's no excuse. But remember, you have to make sure you're planned for this, all right? It's not just a financial strategy. It's also a health strategy. And this is something that's really, really important.
Well, especially when it comes to perhaps going back to work, you could volunteer in some capacity to get yourself out of the house, go do something
sure
that makes you feel good, you know, help other people. But if you go back to work, are there also some pitfalls there, Peter, with respect to income?
Oh, yeah, sure, 100%. And this is where you have to be careful. Right. Now, when you say go back to work, I'm hearing a lot of folks saying, yeah, I might do something part time to keep myself busy.
Right.
Right.
Bring in a little bit of money. That's fine.
Of course, a couple of extra bucks here and there. But yes, you have to be very, very careful in regards to your bracket when you're receiving Social Security, how much money you're earning, because you can actually have that benefit tax up to 85%. There's so many things to look at. So you have to be very, very careful in regards to how much income you should be taking in on top of what you already have or what you need. So that is a very, very good question.
This is my favorite bullet point next. I think it is so important. One retiree says, think twice before moving. If you think you want to live somewhere else, rent first. How many people think, I want to move to Florida. I want to move to Florida. I want to move to Florida. And then they get down there, and for some, it works out great. And for some, I think maybe it's not everything they thought it would be. You have to find your people, Peter. If you're leaving the place that you've been your entire life and you've got a community there and friends there, and maybe you play golf or pickleball and you love the camaraderie with your people in your place, moving to a new place might be sunnier, but your people aren't there. And I think some people move and they don't find their people. We've got insurance issues in Florida right now with all the insurance companies pulling out. It's hard to get homeowners insurance down there. There could be different tax implications in different states. They are saying rent first. And I think that is a great, great piece of advice. Even if you do it for 3 months, 6 months, get the lay of the land.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually very, very, very smart. You should be doing some traveling, right? And you should be choosing areas, whether it's 5, 6, 7 different areas to travel to. And you should be staying there for not just 1 week. You should be staying there for a couple of weeks, you know? Choose a location you think you might want to move to. And then make sure you park yourself there, whether it's an RV or a nice Airbnb kind of a stay.
Yeah.
But stay there for a couple of weeks and see if you like the area. You know, see how the cost is. Think about the expenses on certain items and certain things in a lifestyle and the taxes and the income situation. But also on top of that, if you like the environment and you like to do the things, you like the weather and so on and so forth. There's so many things to look at. So never just do a cold turkey. Don't just figure out because you read it in a magazine, it's probably the best place to retire. Don't do that. Because I promise you in a couple of years, there's going to be another article in a magazine that says this is the best place
to retire. Yeah, go somewhere else, right? chronic illness becomes more common in our later years. One retiree advises travel while you can, even before you retire, because, quote, health does not last forever. And I would also fold into that, health is expensive. Health care is expensive. And I know you have those conversations with your clients as well, Peter.
Healthcare is very expensive, very, very expensive. Now, let's just remind our audience here, what we're reviewing right now is advice from real retirees.
Yeah.
All right. So this is not something we got out of an article or anything like that. This is actual advice from real retirees, feedback. So if you're going to listen to anything on this show, take this advice with you, put it in your pocket and treasure it because this is real, real advice. So when it comes to healthcare costs, this is huge. This can very easily,
yep,
not just cost you, but also you and your spouse a heavy 6 figures each in regards to if there's really serious situations here. So planning for retirement is important. Manage your retirement is important, but understand how to preserve it and protect it for situations like this is even more important, especially those who are not married and you are single and you plan on staying single. Now your money just became even more important to you.
One retiree says, be prepared to be flexible even with long-held dreams. This is especially important advice for couples when one maybe has a change of heart about travel plans, about retirement timeline, about the ability to walk away from their career. This is especially important, Peter, for couples because we know this. Like the timelines don't always match up. Maybe one of you wants to retire at 65, one of you wants to keep working till 70. There's a push and a pull there. You know, if I want to retire early and hit the road and go see the world, and my spouse says, you know what, I still really love what I do. I'm not ready to retire yet. I know you have had clients in this situation, and I'd love to hear a story about that.
Because
you've got to figure out how to be on the same page, and if you're not the same age, that's not always easy to do.
Yeah, you have to be on the same page. You definitely want to be able to communicate with each other so you make each other happy, right? You have to be on the same team, right? There's no I in team. So when it comes to this, there's actually a great solution because today's day and age, there are so many people working remotely.
Yeah.
So if you have that flexibility and let's say you can stay home or you have to go and work once a week, twice a week. Hey, that's still
And your
phenomenal.
Spouse wants to move to Scottsdale. You know,
sure.
Let me give you a personal anecdote here, Peter. I am going to Scottsdale in October. I need to tell my husband that, by the way, with a girlfriend for a week. And I'm taking all of my equipment with me. I am going to broadcast remote, not only my show that I do here in Kansas City, but my time with you. I'm going to do all of it remote. And we're still going to go hiking and do all the things. And we're going to go see a concert while we're there. But you're absolutely right. Maybe you come to some agreement with your spouse that, okay, look, I don't want to retire quite yet, but I can move to 3 days a week or 2 days a week or work remotely so that you can work those things out between the two of you.
Absolutely. 100%. That's key. Without a doubt.
You know, head off that divorce at age 65 kind of thing. So that everyone is on the same page. And then I had to laugh a little later. You know, I think they were running out of retirement tips, and let me tell you why. A little bit later, as you get down the list, you know, travel more is on there. Push your boundaries is on there. I mean, maybe you're a bungee jumper. I don't know. The very last bullet point is get a new pet. And I laughed out loud when I don't know how many people listening think, man, I'm going to retire and I want to be tied down by something new that I am training not to urinate on my carpet. But you know, for some people, maybe the pet is for you. I don't know. For a lot of our listeners at age 65, I remember my parents saying, we don't want any more responsibilities. We want to be able to get up and go. Maybe you get a turtle or something, Peter. I don't know.
Oh, I had to tell you this. So I was actually talking to someone about a week ago, and we happen to be talking about, you know, one of the things that they don't want to do, you know, when they're in retirement. And they actually said, we do not want a pet.
Yeah.
And we were joking about it. And they said, Peter, what I will do is I'm going to buy a pet, or let's say a dog, for my grandchildren. And if we want to visit the pet, we'll go to our grandchildren.
Dump the puppy on the grandkids. That is a great, great piece of advice there. And then finally, it says, keep your retirement expectations realistic and embrace opportunities for new experiences. This is the time we should be experiencing new things. And that doesn't necessarily mean going out and buying a yacht, but keeping your mind open to new experiences, because you have the time, Peter, you have the time to try new things.
Absolutely. 100%. And these are the things that's why you're going to create that bucket list, right?
That's right.
Doing the things that you always wanted to do. And even, let me tell you something, we have also clients that they're working part-time in industries that they had amazing interest in, but the reason why they never did it was because it didn't pay a lot of money. So now that they're retired, they don't care about the money. They just care about working in an industry that they always loved.
That's
great. And they're really doing it for their health, for their mind, for their flexibility, and network and meet new people. That's all they're doing it for.
1-800-880-8079. Let Peter help you with your bucket list. You can also go to themodernmoneyshow.com or pcbfinancial.com. pcbfinancial.com, 800-880-8079. And I'll remind you, text book to that number. We'll ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that no matter the destination will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Always good to have you along. Want to remind everyone, if you text book to 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. We will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. And let me tell you, there has never been a more important time to get your arms around some of the very important issues that we discuss on this program. We talked earlier about peak 65. We are heading right toward it, where more Americans than any other time in history are turning 65 around the same time, which is going to tax the system. We know this. And if you are heading into your 60s, start planning now, Peter, right? It's a good idea to start planning now. If you're in those later pre-retirement years, it's so important. We know that nearly 70% of Americans are missing a written financial plan. And people without a plan tend to feel less confident about their future. Not breaking any news there. A written financial plan can help you more mentally, feel more financially stable. So you don't have to be one of those people, Peter, worried if your money's going to last or if you can even afford to retire. Let's talk about that. You have a process for helping our listeners create an income strategy. And let's talk about it. When we talk about a written financial plan, people think, well, I've got a 401k. It's so much more complicated than that. And it doesn't have to be, Peter, if they sit down with you.
Yes, it doesn't have to be complicated, but there definitely is a lot of moving parts. You see, a lot of folks, when they look at a financial plan, what they're trying to do is, okay, well, I got all this money here. All we had to do was just take, you know, X amount of dollars and we could bring it in for the rest of our life and that's it, set and forget it. It actually doesn't work like that, right? So especially if you have a spouse, there's so many things in regards to understanding the process of planning where it's not just about taking X amount of dollars out. It's how you take X amount of dollars out.
Right.
It's where you invest those monies to make sure it's done. Because think about this. If you tend to use the investments you've been using to fund your retirement to get you to retirement,
yeah,
those are definitely not the investments you want to be able to use to get you through retirement. Now, what do I mean by that? I'll give you one example. That old saying is when you get closer and closer and closer to retirement, do you tend to take on more risk or less risk? And the answer is the average person will tell you less risk.
Oh, yeah.
Right? When you get closer. So when you're in retirement, the investments that get you to retirement are most likely not the investments or the strategy or the way you invest monies to get you through retirement. Now, and I'm just talking about investments here, right? The psychology of it. And that has nothing to do with the rest of the planning, such as, okay, investments are one area. Income is another area. Tax planning is another area. Healthcare costs, understanding how that works, another area. How to choose Social Security, another area. I have a whole list, and I could be here for the next half hour talking about the different areas and why it's important to understand a planning process versus let's just take money out of this and see if it works.
So when we talk about written plan, I also want people to think about what the market has been doing for the last few years. And my parents were in this boat. They happened to retire right as everything started to come down and not in a good way. And so if you have timed this so that you are not feeling as comfortable about what the economy is doing right now, and I think, Peter, a lot of Americans feel like that. It's never been more important to have someone help guide you with respect to your spend down strategy. Which pots of money should we take out first? Because some of those pots of money might be down right now, even if you had low risk in those accounts.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's not as easy as you think. And if it was, then why is there such thing as financial planners, financial advisors, right? Yeah. We have a job because it's not as easy as you think. And if you don't do this all day, every day, what you're really doing is trying to reinvent the wheel. And why would you ever want to reinvent the wheel? You ready for this?
Yeah.
When it took you 30, 40 plus years to build one of the most important assets of your life, right?
Yep.
And to only put it at risk because you think you do it yourself probably is not the smartest decision around. So when it comes to understanding planning this planning process and how to connect the retirement puzzle. And I'm talking about the retirement puzzle of tax planning, income planning, spend down strategy, retirement projections, investment analysis, risk analysis, education planning, and so on and so forth. When you connect these dots, now they want to communicate with each other properly. And if they don't communicate with each other, all you're doing is failing to plan. That's all you're doing.
So I know you will also help your clients uncover some of the main risks posing a threat to your retirement. Inflation, we should talk about that. Stock market volatility, potential tax increases, as well as skyrocketing healthcare costs. You cannot have any comprehensive plan for retirement without looking at all of those things. Inflation's a big one right now, Peter. It's not just a buzzword that you hear on the news. It really is impacting our retirees in ways that maybe 10 years ago you wouldn't have even thought about, right down to building costs. If you want to go buy a lake house somewhere or build a property somewhere.
Yes, and inflation is definitely scary, and it's going to be here for a while. It's just not going to go away overnight. So inflation is going to be here for some time. But remember, inflation is not new, right? And what I mean by that is try to look back in time to see how much eggs cost 10, 20 years ago. Bread, you know, cost 10, 20 years ago. Meat cost 10, 20 years ago. Milk and so on and so forth. It's very important to understand on average, every 20 years, prices almost double. So a good example is if we're only taking, let's say, 2.5% inflation rate next 20 years, whatever, right. $100 you have today will probably cost you right around $150, $160.
Man.
If we're having that 2.25%, 2.5% inflation rate. If we're having a very hard time to manage inflation, and we can't get it down to where the Fed wants to get it down.
Yeah.
If inflation is very high, and let's call it 4 to 5%, you're going to need almost double the amount of money, okay, in the next 20 years. Can you imagine almost double the amount of money if we have a hard time managing inflation? So it's important to understand, yes, inflation is a huge risk, okay? It's going to threat our retirement, but inflation is not new. This is real stuff. It's not new. So you have to make sure you are planning within those inflation numbers. And I would not be planning for normal inflation numbers. I would put it a little bit higher than you know the normal environment, but inflation is a real thing.
So that moves us into the next bullet point. Learn about options for generating income in retirement. And is it okay to have income in retirement? And I don't just mean your Social Security accounts that you are going to be transitioning into income, or your savings or IRAs or 401ks, other options for generating income in retirement. And Peter, people might ask you, is it okay if I have a job? And if so, what are the parameters for those jobs?
Absolutely. I mean, this is what it falls down to. Now, first off, if you're married, that's one scenario. If you're not married and you're single, that's a different scenario. So there's a lot. So my job here is to be very general, unless I speak to you one-on-one. But it's very important to understand that income is, to be honest with you, it's one of the main concerns, whether you have it or you don't have it. Because if you have it, it should also be a concern, because remember, you're going to be forced to take out money at those required minimum distribution stages. And if it goes too high or way higher than you wanted it to go, all you're really doing is paying more taxes now, right? And those who need it, you need to understand income strategies around that whole plan. Whether you're the lucky few that have a pension, congratulations. And if you don't have a pension, well, now you're trying to figure out, okay, what's the best strategy for taking Social Security? How do you maximize it? And how do you always maximize one paycheck, especially if you're married?
Right.
Because you know, if one spouse passes away, you keep one of both of them. It's usually the higher of the two. And then at that point, okay, now we have, let's say, a gap, and we need to understand, okay, we have X amount of dollars coming in from Social Security. If we don't have a pension, now we have this investment nest egg. We want to make sure this investment nest egg stays here for the rest of our lives, hoping that it's going to stay here for the rest of our lives to preserve it.
Yeah.
And we have to bring in X amount of dollars to fill in this gap of income every month. And how do you do that? It's done within a written financial plan.
And how do you do that if you and your spouse, Peter, here's another example, not just a widowed spouse, but if you and your spouse retire at different points in your life? I know we have listeners, maybe there's a 5-year gap or a 10-year gap between husband and wife in age. How do you manage that when one is retiring earlier, one continues working? Which accounts do you draw from? I know you help people in that scenario as well.
Yeah, I mean, and again, this comes down to so many different examples. I'll give you one example. Someone said to me, Peter, I'm going to retire now, okay?
Yeah.
Because I was actually forced to, and that's fine. And I don't know if I want to go back to work. I think this might be a blessing for me. But my spouse is now paying all the bills. So there's enough income for my spouse to bring in and pay all the bills. But I think I want a couple of $100 a month just from my investments because I'm over 59 and a half. And I like to have flexibility in regards to what I want to purchase, and I don't want to rely only on my spouse. So that's also another example where this person does not want to take their Social Security, which is smart, because if you don't need it and you have enough income coming in from the spouse who's working, okay, now you can take a step back and have your money grow for as long as you don't need it. Defer that asset, okay, especially if you're healthy and you're in good shape and you got longevity, defer that asset if you don't need it, because if you do bring it in,
right,
you could be in a very high tax bracket because of your spouse. And all you're doing is paying unnecessary taxes on something that you don't need, but you wanted to take it just because you want to take it.
You might be giving people good news, Peter. They could come to you and you could say it is financially advantageous for both of you to retire.
Absolutely. So that's another scenario. And this is why I try to stay general, because there's so many different listeners out there listening to us today. And everyone's in a different situation. You know, everyone's unique in their own way. So we definitely want to maximize what you have in place. We want to understand your story. And this is exactly why we offer complimentary visits one-on-one.
So I hate to bring everybody down, but I will mention this very important study that they just released. And CBS News Market Watch did this story. They looked at millions of Americans, Peter, born between 1965 and 1980. That's a huge number. Between 1965 and 1980, collectively known as Gen X, are headed toward retirement woefully unprepared, according to a recent analysis, with the typical Gen X household with a private retirement plan of only $40,000 in savings. Wow. That is woefully inadequate. We don't have time to get into all of the reasons why they are saying so many Americans are unprepared, but we are collectively unprepared, Peter. There's never been a more important time to give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 or go to pcbfinancial.com and set up that complimentary analysis. pcbfinancial.com or 1-800-880-8079. We are back with much more on The Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara straight ahead.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
Peter Bombara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bombara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Welcome on back to the program, everybody. You are listening to Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, yes, any, even this economy, with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bombara. I want to remind everybody, before we get to the mailbag and your questions of the day, you can call us anytime. You can leave us a message. You can text BOOK to this number, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. 800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. We ready for the mailbag, Peter?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Peter, I have heard you mention a plan for catastrophic illness in retirement on the program, but I wasn't able to catch the whole thing. Could you talk about that again? And what do we need to do really to protect ourselves from that sort of catastrophic risk? How do you help people with that, Peter? That's a good one.
So this really comes down to the need for protection is important, I guess, right? But what kind of protection, right? I mean, risk, they could be all sources of risk. It could be risk of outliving your assets. It could be risk of a long-term care stay, healthcare cost, assisted living. There's a number of different risk, I guess. Now, one good thing here is understanding not just the financial need, but also the protection of assets. And this is the area of protection of risk.
Right.
So what I mean by this is if you have a will, you want to start asking yourself, when was the last time you actually updated that will? Now, if you're in retirement or gearing towards retirement, you want to talk to a specialist who also can give you a good comparison of trust.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to illness, when it comes to capacitation here, who is in charge to making those decisions to help you make those decisions and making sure they're up against your wishes, right? And we could go real detail, such as medical power attorney, health directive. I mean, there's a number of different levels of risk when it comes to understand what's going to make you comfortable at that stage. And on top of that, if you're single, now you need even more attention and more protection because you want to make sure that you are comfortable at that time in life. Is that helpful?
Absolutely. And people do ask like about things like long-term care insurance. Do I need that? Reverse mortgages is another one. Do I need that? You can help break all of those questions down in the meetings that you have with your clients, Peter.
Yes, absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be expensive, by the way. I know there are a lot of long-term care insurance products out there and people think, oh my God, that has to be so expensive. I think some of them are. I know that you will help guide people to the correct, appropriate products if it is something that makes sense for your client.
Yeah, it has to make sense. And understanding the modern versions of long-term care versus the older versions, you're going to thank yourself because if you never use it, think about this. All those monies that were put into the new versions can actually go to your beneficiaries tax-free. So we could talk about this definitely one-on-one.
Yep. All right. Peter, can you talk more about what goes on into a written financial strategy for retirement? I would like something like a checklist to make sure I have everything covered. I know you're big on checklists, Peter. What do you do to help people keep track of all this stuff?
Yes, checklists, are very, very important. Believe it or not, if you go to themodernmoneyshow.com, there is an article that you can download complimentary, which gives you a checklist for financial planning. So that's really, really helpful. Now, understanding the process, the planning process, there is a number of different areas that you should be focusing on, not just investments. Okay. That is not just the only thing that should be a priority. The following is really important to make sure you are connecting the retirement puzzle. This is income planning, it's investment planning, it's tax planning, it's healthcare, and finally, legacy and estate planning. If you're able to connect those pieces of the puzzle together, you're going to have a true financial plan in place. So understanding your income needs and your investments and your tax plan and your healthcare and your legacy, all these things should be communicating with each other. And if they are, you then have a plan.
It's much more complicated, really, and much more in-depth than how much money do I have in my 401k account?
Yes, definitely.
Because that's really the baseline of what a lot of people know. And so if that's you, please go to themodernmoneyshow.com or give Peter a call. You can also leave us a message at 1-800-880-8079. This next question is complicated, but it makes me laugh. We get it all the time. And I know we could spend hours talking about this, but here we go, Peter. I know you hear this question all the time. How much would you recommend I set aside every year for retirement if I'm planning to retire in 10 years? So if you're listening right now, and let's say you're 60 years old and you want to retire at 70, how much do I set aside every year for retirement if I'm 10 years out, whatever that 10 years may be for you?
That is a very good question, and it's not an easy answer.
Oh.
So many folks over the years have asked me that, right? So many folks. Okay, what is your lifestyle?
Well, yeah.
How much income do you need to bring in every month for those monthly expenses? What is your longevity? Is there longevity? How has your health? Is your health good today? Are you taking care of your health? Do you exercise? There is a number of different questions that you would have to go through to reverse. That's right. I said reverse. Reverse engineer what you need in order to understand what you're going to have.
Right.
Now, a simple rule, very simple, but you should not follow this. Take 3 or 4% of all the assets you have, liquid assets, and you can times that by 3 or 4%. If you want to be conservative, use 3 and say to yourself, this is the dollar amount that could come in right now today, and see if that dollar amount is sufficient on a monthly basis. So you times it by, let's say, 3%, you got $1 million, that's 30 grand, divide 30 grand into 12 months, boom, that is your monthly income. That is how you give yourself a good idea, but you never, never follow that in retirement because the 4% rule does not work, but it gives you a good calculation. Then you start figuring out in regards to how much money you should save, upping it to 10 year, give yourself a decent rate of return. That should give you some kind of ballpark projection as a simplicity answer.
And go back, Peter, and remind everybody what the 4% rule was supposed to be. I know it doesn't work in that way anymore, but what was it supposed to be?
So the 4% rule is a very old retirement rule, okay? And it states that you should be comfortable to live off of 4% of your money every single year for the rest of your life. Now, you have to adjust this because we have inflation, right? We have uncertainty sometimes. Depending upon where you're taking this 4% rule, it's not 100% successful. It is not.
Right.
It's just a basic guide, which you should never take to heart. It's just a basic, basic guide. It does not work, but it's a basic guide because your plan should be customized to you. This is just a general 4% rule that came out over 30 years ago, and it's a good idea to follow as a basic idea, but never, never follow it.
And so if you have questions about those issues and more, or the three-legged stool, which also doesn't exist anymore. You know, we used to talk with our grandparents, and I remember having this conversation with my grandfather. He had a pension. He had something that was akin to a 401k because he worked for a school district. So he had some savings, plus he had the pension. And then I think what you got a gold watch or something at the end of your retirement back in the 50s or the 60s. That doesn't exist anymore either because
That's
so
great.
Many people, Peter, don't have pensions.
Of course.
and so many of those aren't, what is the word I'm looking for, Peter? I don't want to say that they're not guaranteed anymore the way they once were. But if you have a company that is still offering a pension, a lot of those companies are now offering lump sums for those.
Yeah, it's they understand now that it's actually very expensive to maintain them. And a lot of the newer generation doesn't want to fund it. Right. So it's becoming a risky asset class for them. So a lot of these companies are telling you in a nice way, you have an option of choosing a lump sum. And majority of the time you want to choose it, but you have to choose it the right way. You
right.
have to create your own personalized pension or your own protection of an income plan. And you have to understand income planning if you're going to choose a lump sum.
What do you do for people, Peter, who come in and let's say they have been working 20, 25 years and they still don't know if this is the year that I need to retire? Am I ready to retire? And I want you to talk a little bit about the numbers that you can plug in to help people make that informed decision. Not just because I'm sick of my boss, not just because I miss the grandkids and I want to go see them, but an informed decision about whether or not this should be the year. When I know, Peter, you can sit down with people and say, okay, if you wait one more year or two more years, your retirement outlook looks even better, and you run those numbers.
Yeah. So you want to make sure you give yourself a little bit of time when planning, right? You never want to do it even 6 months. You don't want to wait 6 months before you retire. You don't want to wait a year before you retire. We use the 10-year rule. The 10-year rule says 5 years before, 5 years after you retire, the most important years of your life. So making sure you're giving yourself enough time on your side to make sure you are planning and getting confirmation that you are on track. Because if you're a little short, at least you could have 2 or 3 years to make up for that shortness, because you know X amount of dollars based on an analysis.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you need to aim for. So now it's not like you're going to retire in 6 months. How can you make up for this gap or this extra stretch of assets or you know, put these monies away? So you give yourself a little bit more time to understand, okay, this is what I need to do today. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of years before I retire. I should be on track. Boom. That's exactly what you should be doing at that sense. Now, some people who are already retired never got a chance to actually go through this kind of detail of a plan. And that's fine, because I see a good majority of people who just retired, who've been retired for 5, 6, 7 years, or even 10 years. And now they're trying to realize, okay, I'm not looking to take on any more risk. I'm tired of it. I don't want to lose any more money, and so on and so forth. So now they're starting to realize, okay, we need this financial plan to put in place. So it really all depends. It really all depends because to where you are in life, what stage you're in, the preservation stage, accumulation stage, or the distribution of asset stage. And now we understand how to make sure we're planning for the next X amount of years.
Make that appointment. I'm telling you, check this off your list. You will feel better. You will feel lighter if you just check this off your list. You will breathe easier just knowing. Don't bury your head in the sand when it comes to these very important topics regarding retirement. The phone number is 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079, or go to themodernmoneyshow.com. You can look at some of our old episodes that we have done, look at some of the topics we have talked about, and most importantly, you can reach out to Peter, who will help guide you through your retirement. 1-800-880-8079. Thank you so much always, Peter, for your time.
Until next time, make sure you give us a call for your free complimentary book.
Make it a great week, everybody. Peter, we'll talk next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.